Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2019, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 17, what to do? As a self-proclaimed poor righteous teacher, I sure am busy. What to do with all that needs to be done? Create a to-do list, of course. And I have them everywhere. 2 and 3 writing pads, notes apps on my cell, and even post-its in the vehicle while driving. Every morning, I gather these scraps of paper with the intention of compiling all of my to-dos into one long list. Of course, there is redundancy and also stuff that just gets passed on to a new list day after day. Procrastination? Or things to do that need to ferment like fine wine over time? Musing over my scraps of paper, I'm trying to remember when I embraced this practice of writing a daily task list. I recall the practice starting around the beginning of my professional career some many moons ago. Back then, being a novice supervisor, I was encouraged to attend professional leadership training, and one of the strategies for organizing self, staff, and projects was the development of the daily to-do list. These lists were supposed to give one the sense of productivity and accomplishment, as shown by the tick marks provided by each item once completed. Psychologist and author Dr. David Cohen writes that Western culture's love of the to-do list is based on 3 reasons. Number 1, to-do lists lessen the anxiety we have about the chaos of life. Number 2, to-do lists gives us a structure, a plan that we can stick to. And number 3, to-do lists provide us with proof that we have achieved something that day, week, or month. One psychologist also believes that making great lists is a great way to increase our overall happiness and feel less overwhelmed. Consider this. Moses had a great to-do list, the Ten Commandments, that to this day include many items we continue to pass on to a new daily promise task list, day after day after millennia, especially since killing, adultery, stealing, and bearing false witness against our neighbors is the hot plot stuff that keeps reality TV at its highest ratings for sure. Jesus is credited with teaching a new to-do list strategy, cultivating daily behaviors in the form of the Beatitudes. Styled like the practice of eat this, don't eat that, the Beatitudes provide a list of cause and effect to-dos. If you're hungry and thirst for right living, you'll be satisfied. If you seek a pure heart, you will see the truth of the living God. This particular to-do list has been gracefully transcribed to encourage children to begin the practice of the daily to-do list, the I Beatitudes. The I Beatitudes focus on developing positive attitudes, how to be, towards people, the environment, and learning. These include daily to-dos like appreciation, commitment, cooperation, integrity, and respect, among other attributes. Benjamin Franklin was known to follow a similar practice by creating to-do lists that inform his own character development. Ben's list included 2 items for daily reflection. The morning question, what good shall I do this day? The evening question, what good have I done today? Seems that our modern day practice of the to-do list is missing one critical point. Busyness does not equal mindfulness. These earlier practices of writing down daily, weekly, or monthly tasks were not simply to checkmate activities completed. They were to assist us in reflecting on the development of our character and making intentional steps or actions towards evolving our humanity. What good should I do this day? Requires us to reflect on what goodness means in our lives and how might we offer this to the world throughout the course of our daily living. What good have I done today? Requires us to dedicate some time to introspection on how our actions served our world and impacted the lives of others, and hopefully in a good way, so that we are then able to add a tick mark on our list knowing we have completed one good to do this day. Perhaps the anxiety, grief, and chaotic feelings that Dr. David Cohen noted as our culture's leading cause of needing to know what to do might be best served by adding one basic to-do at the top of our list. Be still.